Hi, Stephen?
I am here, yes.
How do I pronounce your last name? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Wax?
It's Wax, yes, you got
okay.
it right.
Wachs. And you go by Steve or Stephen?
Stephen.
You got it. How's it going?
Good.
Good, good. Where are you located?
We're in San Diego, California.
Oh, okay, so you're in San Diego. A place where the weather never changes. It's always perfect. I'll be
at
Venice Beach.
The easiest job in the world is a weatherman in San Diego, let me tell you.
yeah, you know. Yeah, that's true. So how long have you been down there?
Wow. We've been at this location since 92.
Where did you go to school? Did you go up here, Life West, or down there?
No, I went to, Southern California University of Health Sciences now, but it was LACC back when I graduated.
And then I understand that Cleveland actually shut down. Is that correct recently?
You know, I think it did, which, I'm not like part of alumni and I don't get newsletters from them, but I'm pretty sure you're correct. I believe they did close their doors, so I don't.
They pumped out a lot of big chiropractors in the day.
They did.
A friend of mine went there, and he went when you can go to school there at nighttime. I think tuition was like $1,000 a quarter or something like that. And he was a welder. So he did welding in the daytime and then went to Cleveland Chiropractic College at night. And, of course, he didn't have any school loans when he got out, but that was the good old days. But you never know. I hear that, some colleges are having
37. Yeah.
Some colleges are concerned because the student default rate is so high that they may not be able to get loans anymore. And if the chiropractic colleges can't get loans for their students, then their students either won't go or the tuition's going to come down like the old days. Probably will never get as low as it was. But I don't know. I don't have any idea what tuition is now per quarter. My guess is it's probably, $5,000 to $7,000 maybe, but I'm not sure. It's creeped up a lot when I was in school. Every year it just seemed to go up at least $500 a quarter.
Yeah, I could see why incoming students might have concerns. I wasn't shocked after hearing that my high school of 116 years closed down this year with a graduating class of 8. That wasn't as big a shock. Farrakhan High School on Long Island was a well-known school right on the beach. You ever hear of the Ramones?
Yeah.
A rock and roll band called the Ramones?
Oh, yeah.
They did a song called Gonna Hitch a Ride to Rockaway Beach.
I'd be familiar.
You've definitely heard it. Well, that song was based upon them hitching a ride from Adams High School in Queens down to Rockaway High School on the beach, and we have much better looking girls than they did, so they would come on down, hang out at our beach, and they made a song about it. And so 116 years, they finally closed it down. But actually what they're doing may be good. They're making it into 4 charter schools. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get to pick, I guess, a vocation or an inclination toward science or arts. And it's actually a pretty good thing. But, yeah, I don't know what I would recommend to a student these days. I mean, the reality of practice for a lot of us is that, there's a lot more demands and a lot more difficulty with collections. So it's and if you can't get a loan at a college, if you can't borrow money to start a practice or you can't borrow money to pay for tuition, it's going to be definitely a challenge,
Yeah. Well, the marketplace always regulates and normalizes things to a point where I think that, I believe in capitalism, so no matter what happens, there'll always be enough schools to fill the demand for chiropractic colleges, chiropractic students. We probably had too many schools anyway, so it'll all work out. Everything happens for a reason, so I'm pretty optimistic about our profession. If I'm pessimistic about anything, it's just probably the healthcare system in general and how that is going to impact chiropractors in terms of primary care status or to be able to bill insurance or who knows. The whole game will be totally different in 5 to 10 years. So it's a waste of time even trying to figure it out at this point. So what brought you to San Diego from back east?
Wow. Well, I originally came out to attend school and was living up there. Whittier is like right on the Orange County, LA border. Mm-hmm. And so we lived there for the first 5 trimesters.
Yeah.
And then we got out of town because it is blazing hot in Whittier, La Habra. That's like Richard Nixon country there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the campus was on an old high school.
Uh-huh.
It's far upgraded now. You wouldn't recognize it. I mean, there's a big library and a science center. So it's upgraded quite a bit, and they allow students to obtain their BS degrees. I guess they have massage degrees and I think acupuncture. So they were able to increase their status from a college to university. But after five trimesters, we got out of Dodge and moved to Huntington Beach. And that was one of the better calls we made. Going down there, we were able to commute to school in about 30 minutes. We were kind of lucky. Three of us just went in together on like a pretty stripped down townhouse. But it was close to the beach, and we were very pleased, happy to be there. And it wound up being that when I did graduate, I was able to find my first internship at a clinic in Huntington Beach. It was a guy that I was practicing with his brother, James Ferlita. It was like a big brother, little brother clinic, and the mom ran the back office and became fast friends with the younger brother, became pretty much best friends, and wound up becoming his roommate as I took a position there when I graduated. And he was at my wedding, and we're still very close with the family. My wife calls his mom once a month to see how they're doing. And he still practices. His older brother is retired. I think he built an amusement park somewhere in the Great Northwest and raises Arabian horses. And as he would like to say, he was right place, right time for insurance coverage. And they were right across the street from, I believe, Northrop Grumman. And he basically treated the whole company with full coverage. And he was like a mid-80s chiropractor, good principled, straight chiropractor. Did use some therapy, but it was one of the best, for me, only being there a year or less, it was one of the best training grounds you can get, because I was able to get in there and start working and kind of have the older brother as sort of a mentor type and the younger brother as a buddy to hang with and go out. And,
yeah.
So it was a really good situation for someone straight out of school, you know.
Well, plus, you were living in Southern California, living the life.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Great memories. So the bottom line is, when did you start your practice on your own? After
After about a year as an associate, we made the decision to move down here and open a practice. And so at that point, we had already got married, and my wife had been doing engineering and real estate, and we just decided we were going to go into practice together, have her run the practice as the office manager, and we've been doing so ever since.
Awesome. So you've been practicing almost 20 years now, right?
Yeah, 2012, graduated 88, I believe, worked up there, and then finally moved down here. So, yeah, it's about 20 years, yeah. So
your wife, she works the front desk, or she does billing, or periodically?
A little bit of everything, actually. But, yeah, she's the office manager. She's usually at the front. Deals with practice issues and does do some billing. We have a girl that does billing, but they sometimes they'll split it up a little bit. But she, basically oversees everything.
Has your practice through the years changed? I mean, most chiropractic offices did or do. Like, if you did change through the years, how many major changes do you think you made? It might have been technique or the way you did your report of findings, your finances, or your philosophy. Did you, in the last 19 years, have you changed much or pretty much stayed the same?
I don't think my core, the core way we practice has changed. I think some things in California in particular may have impacted, the certain type of patients you might see, whether cashless insurance or like an ASH type patient, which is, obviously much lower reimbursement than you would have seen 10, 15 years ago, significantly different, which is a topic for a whole other time as to why you know, chiropractors as a group would agree to a certain level of reimbursement. We've seen all sorts of negotiating going on with debt ceilings and NFL labor relations and, you know, so forth and so on. And I think, you know, getting back to that point you made about the schools dropping out, you know, not that everyone needs to practice the same or they have to do the same technique, but you see this a lot better than I do. There needs to be some sort of, you know, uniformity in the way we pool our resources to get the sort of, you know, standing I think that we're entitled to. So, you know, I lean maybe a little more towards sports medicine in the last, you know, 5 to 7 years, working with a lot of athletes down here, which is, you know, a lot of good feedback on that. But the core stuff is, I think, the same, which is interesting because ever since graduating, I was never coming out of LICC, and with the chiropractors I work with, I was never one to have someone come in and be of the opinion that I could judge where they would be a year down the road or 18 months down the road, by offering them a prepaid plan or you need, you know, 289 visits for the next 2 years or, you know, whatever that might be. My thinking and philosophy was more what I've seen from your type style, which is give the patient what they want, get them well. You maybe give some short-term recommendations over the course of 2 to 4 weeks or maybe 6 weeks. I will sometimes give a prescription for care, but some short-term recommendations to take care of what their main concern is, which might be pain in their back or pain in their neck, or they got a hamstring pull, or they, you know, can't complete their swing in golf, or they're having trouble rotating on their tennis serve, and get that fixed. And then we'll decide together what we feel is the best course to proceed forward. Maybe for them that they're training, they need twice a week. Maybe they're pretty flexible, and they know from experience that they need an adjustment every 2 weeks. So at a certain point, you know, we kind of, you know, give the patient that input so they feel like they're part of the process. And I talk about that in the report of findings. So you mentioned the report of findings. It's probably shortened a little bit. But the one I used back, you know, 10, 15 years ago is, again, the same core message, probably shorten it up a little bit. And I tell patients, you know, this is teamwork. We believe strongly in developing a sense of teamwork between doctor and the patient. That's been our philosophy, and that's been our communication with them. And we believe that's why, you know, they tend to refer their friends, family members, and coworkers for care. So that part I don't think has changed that much. There's a lot of dynamics of practice that have changed. And, again, I think reimbursement, the billing, that has probably transitioned. And While I certainly know that it's important as, you know, practitioner slash businessman to be aware of what's going on in your practice, I try and, on a day-to-day basis, you know, kind of stay at arm's length of, you know, that thing and maybe look at it at the end of the week, every 2 weeks or maybe monthly so that, you know, you're not concerned every day about what your practice is collecting. But you still need to obviously know what's going on.
How big is your mailing list now?
It's been growing. I know it should be more than it is, but it's pretty close to 1,000.
Oh, that's good.
I think it should probably be 3,000, but we're working on it, and we're continuing to pound those addresses in, and I think if we keep our nose to the grindstone, we can get it there. But I would like to see it a lot more than it is. But every patient that comes in, the girls of the staff has, you know, their directive to do your best to get their email, you know, let the patient know they're going to be getting a series of emails, newsletter updates, condition-specific topics, and feel free to pass it along, direct them to the blog, and, you know, just keep that communication going.
That's good. Sounds like you have a solid practice and a good team down there. Do you, and, you know, for a lot of people, they don't, California's pretty, if any state's pro-chiropractic, it would be California to some extent. People are pretty health conscious here, probably even more so down where you live. So, you know, that's awesome. I mean, if I was going to move anywhere, it would probably be down where you're at. It's just so awesome down there. But, you know, I have family. My mom and dad are still alive, thank God, so I'll stay here.
Yeah.
Actually, my mom fell. She just fell, man, like 5 days ago, broke her femur. And so every day I've been going there. We have so much family here. My mom's lucky. 24 hours a day, there's at least one family member at her bedside. My dad sleeps there all night long.
Awesome.
It's been a blessing to be able to do that for her. I mean, that's a dream. You know, if I turn 80 and I have someone open eyes, a loved one to stare at me 24/7 when I'm in the hospital, that's like, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's great that you're, you know, she's got that family support and that you can be there for her and your dad's around also to be there for her. And I mean, Northern Cal is great too. I mean, we've had great time vacationing around San Francisco. I've been on several of the campuses. My son's a sophomore in high school, and he's a three-sport athlete, and he's got his goals set pretty high about where he wants to go to school, and there's a couple of schools in Northern Cal he may be considering, and so who knows, might be spending some time up there in a couple of years, but
awesome.
A couple of my favorite trips were up there.
Yeah, it's pretty. Where do you like? You have Carmel?
I like the area around Stanford and you know, the, what is it, 18-mile drive area.
Yeah, Pebble Beach.
Beautiful, yeah.
Love it
up there.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty, too. How far are you from La Jolla?
Not too far. My practice is, you know, about 10-15 minutes south of La Jolla. And I also, it's pretty easy to get to, just straight up the freeway. We're lucky in that this location here, like midway between the 5 and the 805. So either way, when you get off the freeway, you just roll down the main street, and we got pretty good access.
Very cool.
It's like a big arch over the street they built, which is about 50 yards south of us. So if you can find the big arch and you know where LaBella's Pizza is, you can find Wax Chiropractic.
Nice. Now, when you were considering becoming a PBA doc or you know, joining up or giving us a shot, did you have a discussion with your wife? What was her perception? And then once you guys got started, how was she doing with it? How did that whole transaction go?
I mean, anytime you ask your staff to do more work, they're going to want to know why and you know, what our goals are and what we're looking to accomplish and what the cost is and how does it fit into our, you know, our practice. I haven't been in practice for a long time. For me, like I said, I like the emphasis and is on, you know, giving the patient what they want. You've never in any of your literature been a proponent of, you know, really long-term plans. And a lot of the things you send kind of ring true with my thought process and my philosophy. And I think if you start with that as your foundation, you're more inclined to, you know, take the steps to, we're getting some new lights put in here. So they may hear a few sounds in the background, but you're more inclined to, you know, do what needs to be done to, accomplish the goals and the things you talk about as a group. And we've had Jennifer, actually, my main CA, Jenny, is in her last trimester, and she's due on the 18th. And so we're on baby watch here. We're about 2 weeks to lift off, and she's doing the mornings right now, and she's, I'm hard to believe it, she's been with us over 10 years. And, we've been really fortunate in that we've had really good staffing over the years. I had two different Karinas work for me, and we're still great friends with both of them and their families. And they were single when they started, married when they left us, and had families and had kids, and moved on, and we supported them and what they wanted to do. But still, they send their spouses in and their extended families. So we've been pretty fortunate in that respect, you know, in terms of having good people around you, I think is one of the best things you can have.
Do you have family down south or your wife?
My wife's family is down here. She's an only child. So, but she has both her mom and her dad, and they're down south here with us also.
Oh, good, good, good. So things are humming along. Do you work Saturdays at all, or you take Saturdays off?
If I read all your emails, I might convince myself to take Fridays off, but that's not a reality for us yet. But I do not work Saturdays. Sometimes you get prodded by friends and family, neighbors to treat I did a few Saturdays in the spring. I won't be doing any more probably for the rest of the year. One, because I get like this email that shows up in my box telling me, encouraging me not to, but more importantly, I also coach youth football, and August 1st was the beginning of training camp. So we play games and scrimmages every Saturday, and we practice several days a week, and so Saturdays are out.
Do you have children yourself, Stephen? You have kids?
I'm sorry?
Do you have kids?
Two kids.
You have two, you said. One's a sophomore in high school, you said, and how old are you?
Yeah, and my daughter's 12.
Okay.
And she'll be going in seventh grade.
So she's probably busy, too. Seems like 12-year-olds here in
Very town, busy.
They have their own schedule. It's crazy.
Oh, if you knew Jacqueline, you don't know the half of it. She will make her own plans, and her friend will.
Down there, huh?
She's come across the street and take her to lunch, and she has she's well ahead of the curve in keeping her social calendar busy, and she's pretty heavy into cheer and gymnastics. She's got a great coach. Her coach, his name is Evgeny. He's Russian, and he's just a real master at form. So all her round off, her back handsprings, her tucks, he's a real stickler for form. And just a cool guy to be around. He's been coaching for a while. He performs at SeaWorld. He's in the Blue Horizon show. He's the guy painted in blue that goes on the bungees. And interestingly enough, if you're a Cirque du Soleil fan, his wife is one of the twins, the pretty well-known twins. If you Google YouTube twins, Cirque du Soleil twins, you'll see one of them pop up, and that's his wife. So, yeah, my daughter loves being athletic, and she's out there a lot. We're always taking her to practice.
Well, it sounds like you're an active family, live in a great part of the country, and your practice is doing well, and you're giving back to the community, so it sounds like you have a real fulfilling life down there. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind. I'll be 48 this year, so I'm 47.
All right, so you're only a couple years behind me. But, you know, everything seems to be going well for you then, huh, Stephen?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, practice is always a challenge, you know, month to month, but the part of it that keeps you coming back, like I just had a team meeting yesterday with my football team, and I don't have a kid on the team anymore. My son graduated out of youth football 3 years ago, basically, and I said the thing that keeps you coming back is when you have a kid that returns, come back to play for your team, or a group of kids that come back. I mean, that's, you know, the gratifying thing that a parent will bring them back. We've even got a couple of kids that are, you know, smaller, like older lighters that technically could play high school that have chosen to come back and play youth football. And so those are the kind of things that keep you coming back to coach and having the good staff around you. And a lot of things in practice, too. When you're busy and feeling like it's a grind, there's always one or two patients that give you some positive feedback. And certainly, I think it's fair to say that my other friends that are physicians of all the professions, we probably get the most real good, honest, positive feedback from patients. And so I guess that's kind of part of what drives you as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, if they don't get it from us, they're not going to get it anywhere, really. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where else are they going to get it, you know? So unless they search it out themselves, but typically they don't. So you kind of have to guide them along the way. Well, listen, just congratulations this month, and if there's anything I can do, let me know. And hopefully next time we talk, you'll be taking Fridays off. Find a way to do it. Would be awesome. Would
make wow, that's a good one. I I see it all the time. And
what's your hours Monday through Thursday right now?
You know, the funny thing is, and just to piggyback on that,
sure.
with the coach and the football, you know, I have to leave a little bit earlier. So Friday winds up being my busiest day and my latest day. But basically our regular treating hours would be 10 to 1:30, 3 to 6. And we take that 1:30 to 3 o'clock for lunch. And, I mean, 6 usually doesn't end at 6. It gets extended out a little bit. But it's 10 to 1:30, 3 to 6 regular treating hours. That's our basic treating schedule.
Well, my take on you is, even if you had Fridays off, you're going to figure out something to do to wear you out that day. he seemed like a pretty busy guy. So, you know, he sounds like, you know, you're doing what you want to do, and that's the main thing. But
yeah.
If you ever take Fridays off and you just...
I'll let you know.
Let me know, man. All right, brother. Hey, maybe we'll meet
you
today. If you ever get in the Bay Area, let Larry know. We'll hook up. We'll have lunch or something.
I will. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, me too. Nice talking to you. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.